Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
ESPN 97.5.
I listen to this all the time.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
That's what I'm saying.
A Gao Media station.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You know what that music means. Time to bring in the head coach of the Houston Cougars, Major Applewhite, joining us here on ESPN 97.5 as he does every week right here. Great to talk to you, Coach. Welcome in. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Did you think that that was a home run, or did Joe West blow that call?
Oh, you know, we were just talking about that as Brett, you know, a few minutes before we began our film study. And I think the thing, you know, just from an athletic standpoint, I think that guy was going to make that catch. I mean, the incredible player. I mean, and the other plays that that guy made the whole night, incredible talent. But, you know, it's a call. You can't live and die by that stuff.
No.
Really in the game.
No, but the I agree with you. I thought that the fan closed his glove, so he would have made that catch. But he went up into the stands, so that's anybody's ball. Yeah. And all right. Joe, how much do you, as a coach, hate referees or umpires?
Oh,
don't ask.
How much do I?
Don't answer.
How much do you hate?
Don't answer his referee questions.
I don't. I thought you were going to ask how much do I pay attention to baseball rules in terms of fans.
No.
I was going to say zero. No, I don't pay. I don't pay attention to those. You know, you're happy when you get great calls, and you're mad whenever things go the other way. But you can't pay attention to that stuff.
You just move on. That's all.
Right.
And you know what? They had plenty of chances to win the game, and they didn't do that.
Right.
So you got to overcome something, right? And especially as early as it was. I mean, how do you know, you want a player to care so much, right, Coach? But you can't let that play beat you.
No. I mean, that's the discipline you have to have in a game, regard, you know, success, failures, adversity, fatigue, you know, all the things that happen throughout a game. That's the discipline it takes to finish 9 innings or 4 quarters or whatever it may be.
We got Major Applewhite with us here on ESPN 97.5. 42-20 over East Carolina. You know, that's kind of a bit of a trap right here, Coach, because you're in the middle of a season and, you know, you're going on the road a couple of times here. You got some business to take care of. You got South Florida looming. You got, as a coach, these are some tough games that you got to keep this team focused.
Absolutely. It is. I mean, that's conference play. And it's not going to change. It's week in, week out. Navy presents a whole new set of, you know, obstacles in terms of defending triple option and the time of possession, the number of series that you're going to get. You know, special teams, there's some things that they do. So there's just a whole new set of obstacles. And week in and week out, you have to be prepared for your opponent. And you can only focus on your opponent. You can't have that long-term kind of fan perspective on things.
You know, you're facing a team. This is always a unique challenge when you face. It's really in the past been Army, Navy, and Air Force. But it is a very unique challenge because you're going to see something that you don't see a lot of. Because it's simple, what Navy does, the execution is always at a very, very high level. Their guys aren't as big, and they're not as fast typically, but the execution and their understanding of their offensive system and the option game is excellent. Can you talk about, because this is something where if they get rolling on you, it really can take a team out of its rhythm offensively too, because they can gobble up some clock. Talk about the uniqueness of taking on a heavy option-based team.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the pace of the game, you know, and if you think about it just from a defensive standpoint, okay, you're in the helmet of a defensive player. You've been playing against 3, 4, 5 wide receiver sets, quarterback run game, snapping the ball 2 or 3 times every 30 seconds, you know, I mean, playing up-tempo. Now there are no wide receivers. There are slots. There's fullbacks in a three-point stance, quarterbacks under center, and they're snapping the ball every 38 seconds. And they're coming from a huddle, you know, so it's a different pace. It's a different feel. Obviously, there's different schemes and techniques, and your eyes got to be in different places and dive, pitch, quarterback, all that kind of stuff. You know, get it. But it's just a different pace. Same thing from an offensive standpoint. If they string together 2 fourth-and-1s, you know, they're going to be on the field for 5 minutes, which is, you know, I mean, you're going to be standing over there on the sideline for a long time. So those are things that you try to, you know, educate the guys on during the week, prepare them. Hey, this is how the game is going to feel. It's just not going to be your typical 2 spread teams going at each other, snapping the ball 95 times a game. It's going to feel different. You're going to have fewer possessions. You can't have administrative penalties and turnovers and lose those possessions. You're already going to be cut possessions because of their, you know, their number one in the country in rush. I think they're 5th or 6th in time of possession. So this is what's going to happen. And you've got to prepare your mind for that type of game so you know how to go out there and win that kind of game.
And they lull you to sleep with run, and all of a sudden they come over to the top.
Yeah.
Right. And
that's what it is. I mean, the triple is just about some of the reverses off of it and the play action shots off the crack blocking scheme and the arc blocking scheme where you get wheel routes up the sideline and post routes over the top, and your eyes have to be right. And when they're not right and they call that pass, it's 7. I mean, that's because you're selling out for the run so much. So it's you know, it's a disciplined game. You know, you got to have guys for the dive and the quarterback and the pitch, but then they've got to make the tackles. You've got to prepare to stay on the field for 4th down. And those are the things that you have to prepare your mind for and get a lot of, you know, drill work in it in spring and the fall during your off week and, you know, and train your scout team to be able to execute that, because these guys executed at incredible speed. So it's hard to replicate that in a week. So you have to work it year round.
And your older guys, remember now, you're coming off the New Year's Day Bowl win over Florida State. You're 5-0. You go to Navy, and what the heck, 46-40, you guys come up short.
Yeah, I mean, it was turnovers, you know, and not stopping the run. And that's typically about what, you know, when you ask any coach in the history of, you know, football, well, hey, coach, why'd you lose the game? Well, we turned the ball over and, you know, and we couldn't really stop their run. You know, I mean, that's just what happens in those kind of losses, but that was it. And that was the story of that day.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So they know, you know, the young guys might not, you know, it's Navy and whatever. But the older guys will know, yeah, watch. you don't come with your A game and stuff can happen, because right, you do have everything in front of you. This team's got to be feeling pretty good about itself, doesn't it?
You know, a lot to prove. They feel good about winning games, you know, but I don't know about good about themselves. You know, we still got a lot to prove. And I've been really pleased with the way they practice this week. You know, you always, you know, sometimes you're trying to look deep into that helmet and try to figure out, all right, where are their minds really at? Or is this confidence? Is this, you know, I got this. Okay, they're ready to, you know, you got to make sure you're watching how they work and you see the attention to detail. The guys have had a great week thus far, but we got to have a great day today. And it's, you know, it's their homecoming. It's 2:30. They've got a heck of a schedule ahead of them, and they realize in terms of staying bowl eligible that they've got to put wins together. So we're playing a hungry team, and our guys understand that.
Yeah. I mean, 13 completions and 209 yards for Derek. Hey, you rushed for, of course, you jumped out, so you got to run the ball. 43 rushes and 28 passes. That's a fun day.
It's always good to get a road win. especially at night in conference. So dump out 14, you know, points, defense come out, get some stops, you know, play from a lead, with a lead on the road is tremendous. We just, you know, we had too many things, John, administrative penalties, you know, a couple false starts, a couple alignment issues where we're going first and 15. I had a couple holds where we're second 25, where we just couldn't be as consistent as we have been. And that was frustrating, but they did make some big plays that were there. Still score 35 points. You know, but there's still a lot of stuff for us to work on. And then we've got to just, you know, the margin for error is smaller in a game where you're going to get fewer possessions. And that's been the theme this week in talking to our offense. You're going to go from about 16, 17 possessions to about 11 or 12.
Yeah.
So you got to make use of them when you get them.
And sometimes teams don't know how to play with a lead. I mean, that is something that you got to. You know, I mean, you get complacent, you get conservative, you might get, you know, ease up defensively. So it was that you guys played with the lead and you kept the lead.
Well, we got to figure out a way to get, you know, again, eliminate the penalties. The good thing is we're not conservative. We're not going into a shell. We're staying aggressive. We got to stay out of our own way and not put ourselves in, you know, negative penalty situations and long down in distances. But you know, our guys they've been great. They've been explosive all year. This is a fun offense to be in. They're making great plays, and they've worked their tails off this week. So we're going to clean that up and have a great one Saturday.
Yeah, I'm sure Briles has never been called conservative, so that's not happening. All right, well, we appreciate it, man. Major Applewhite here with us every week right here on ESPN 97.5. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs. Thanks, John.
All right, there he is, Major Applewhite right here.
Thanks, Major.
He meant Lance, too.
Well, he didn't say it.
He meant it.
I felt like I was getting treated just like Les Miles used to treat me.
Oh,
have a great day, John.
Oh, you mean?
And Lance.
Like Baldy treats me?
Yeah, Brian Baldinger. Well, that's a good question, Lance.
Well, what? My name's not Lance? What the hell?
Baldy didn't know who the co-host was. He just called. Both of us were Lance that day.
Uh-huh. All right, why don't you talk about, we know who Craig DeSurf is? Ever hear of him?
You do, too. We both knew Craig DeSurf. Craig DeSurf's a great guy. Big supporter of the Astros. He's like the president of the, I think it's the Chevy area dealers of either Houston or Texas. And so not only are they big supporters of the Astros, you know, Jose Altuve, every time he drives a vehicle, and a lot of times it's the pickup trucks, he signs the shade right there at the top of the window shade, whatever it's called, that you flip down. And he signs that, and then people like go bananas over it. They can't keep that car or truck, I should say. They can't keep it in stock like more than a few seconds as soon as it goes on the market because everyone wants to have it. Correa's parents, he got his parents a couple of vehicles from Gulf Coast. A lot of Astros. I'm not going to mention some of the other names because I don't think I'm allowed to. But a lot of the Astros are going in there and getting their vehicles, and it's because it's really simple. The service is outstanding. They will actually bring the vehicles to you here in Houston if you have service or even if you're purchasing the vehicle. I mean, it's not something that they just say they want to do every single time, but if it's something that you got to have done so you get the deal done on your pickup or your SUV or your car, they'll do it for you. And I got to tell you, the Buick side, I talk about the GMC side all the time with the Acadia and the Yukons and, of course, the Chevy side with the Silverado and the Suburban. You know these vehicles, the Chevy Cruze. But the Buick side has some unbelievable cars and crossovers right now that you really have to check out. It's a luxurious drive with great sporty designs. And if you haven't taken a look at Buick for a while, make sure you do that. Go to Lance Z Cars, and you can see all the vehicles they have in stock, from cars to crossover vehicles. They have it listed by prices, so if you're looking for an inexpensive vehicle, you can click the button and go right to those price vehicles as well. Take advantage of awesome offers and a huge selection at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC right there in Angleton. For more information or to take a look at their entire stock, go to LanceZCars.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, 819 ESPN 97.5. I don't want to hear about that. 7037803776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Is that? I don't want to hear that. That's terrible. Let's get Chuck in here. Come on. We told you you'd get in, and you're whatever you want to talk about. If you called before and you couldn't get in, we apologize. Major was here. That's his usual visit, his weekly visit. So now it's all yours. 713-780-3776. Chuck, what's up?
No problem. Hey, man, let me ask y'all something. I just got a couple quick questions, and everything y'all saying about that game last night has been right. But I got to ask you, when did A.J. Hinch become the Bill O'Brien of pitcher management? I mean, did we not keep McHugh and McCullers for situations when Charlie Morton might not have been able to get out of three innings and we could go to an experienced pitcher? And also, during the 17 days Charlie Morton was off, did we not throw him in the bullpen to see that he did not have the same stuff that was required at this time? I would have rather started James or Valdez just because they didn't have a book on him and then go to McCullers. The management of the pitching has been terrible. Guys, that's all I
got
to say.
Well, he definitely was throwing bullpens and simulated, and yeah, no, they know how to do that. That's not the case. He did, and sometimes guys don't have it. Porcello didn't have it, and he pitched just 2 days ago. Porcello was terrible. My buddy in Boston was like, "What is Alex Cora still work for you guys? Why is Porcello still in?" Sometimes guys don't have it, and Charlie didn't have command of his stuff. He just didn't. I thought he battled as hard as he possibly could. You know, he hadn't pitched in a long time. He had shoulder injuries. His fastball was topping out at 94 when he can hit 96. It was a tough go, but Charlie did his best, the best he could do. No, they knew. It's not like, well, you haven't pitched for 17 days. Get out there, Charlie. No, they were ready. He was ready to throw. He just didn't have his stuff. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you bring your bring your stuff, and sometimes you don't.
I'm telling you what, man. I'm just really pissed off right now. Channel 13. No offense, but this Nick Notario. Well, the Astros should have pulled through. The fan at the center of the home run controversy told me the Astros should have done more to win as he left Minute Maid Park. Well, good on you, Nick, for rushing to make sure that you could get a camera and be another just a scummy reporter. And this is exactly what people think of the media, that everyone's just out there. I mean, you know, I hate the fact that the media is considered this bad entity across the board. But you know what? It's getting harder and harder to defend when we've even got people who think they have to be, let's do it like New Yorker do it in Chicago. Let's go and get this fan. We got to be first to the reaction on Action 13. Let's... Sir, what did you think about the home run controversy? Do you wish you wouldn't have done that, sir? Sir. No one in Houston thinks this guy's an a-hole. No. Sorry. He was out there. The only thing I got a problem with is catch the ball. So they can't. So.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing.
Well, there were three. It was actually three guys. It was the guy in the blue shirt, the guy in the orange shirt. There were three guys. And the other guy to the left of him was reaching in there, too.
Do you know anybody that has a problem with the fan?
No.
Who got called for interference?
No. Except Bob Nightingale.
Bob Nightingale wrote an article basically, if the Astros don't get to the World Series, you know who to blame. Yeah, Joe West, the FF.
Yeah. It's Joe West.
Well, what's the problem? I'm not blaming Troy Caldwell or Trey Caldwell. I don't even care what the guy's name is. He's just a guy who was in the stands. And then what about this? Well, Mookie Betts would have caught it if it wasn't for a fan. Guess what? Once you are into the crowd, all bets are off. All bets are off. It doesn't matter if anyone hits your glove, grabs your arm. Guess what? Once you're into the crowd, all bets are off. I don't want to hear it. Not one person extended their arms unless they were somehow had seats that were inside of the field. Who did you see extend their arms out of any of those three fans? Let's not overthink this, but come on, be better, media. Stop trying to chase down the guy and be the first on the scene to make him a story. This guy is not a story. This isn't Steve Bartman. This isn't Jeffrey Mayer. This was a bad call. It's also, oh, by the way, and I'll read you the rest of this, but by the way, he's right. The Astros should have done more to pull through. Tons of men left on base, pitchers who wouldn't challenge hitters. They kept throwing the out-pitch curveballs that were in the dirt, which, by the way, in case you haven't seen, Maldonado and McCann are struggling to handle those anyway, so you might want to limit those. You were putting people on base with your own walks. You had 7 walks for the game. Tyler Wright gets out there, doesn't even swing a bat. Yeah, and A.J. Hinch pulled the wrong and made the wrong moves with his bullpen again. Yeah, I'd say there was opportunities to win, lots of them. And by the way, you had taken the lead after that play. You had a lead. Tony Kemp gave you a lead. So this is just, I mean, this just really irritates me from the standpoint of, I can't stand it. We have local guys who are trying to make this guy a story. This guy's not the story.
He's not the story.
Stop trying to make this guy the story.
And I told my wife, I said, don't make a, please don't make that. That looks bad. It looks bad.
Yeah.
But that kid, whoever it is, I don't even know who Nick Renitori is. I've never heard of him. He's trying to be the next guy to come up.
But here's the immediate response. Nick, do you have a clue? He said, excuse me? These are people responding to him. Alex says, leave him alone. Telco says, honestly, you guys should be ashamed of this. Walking up to him and posting a street chasing video interview like he's a politician avoiding answering about a scandal or something. And he is. They're chasing him down the sidewalk. Only thing this guy did wrong was wear a hat backwards. Leave him alone, says Gabe. Here's Altuve with the audio. I got to see what it says. Adam Wexler, I think, picked this up or not, where he talks about the fan catching the ball, and I guarantee he didn't go after the fan at all. Are you serious? Leave him alone. You can't blame him one bit for this. Are you really going to pester the dude and call it news just to get clicks? Easy for him to say, Steve Bartman Jr. This is some guy from Georgia. So anyway, leave him alone and delete this junk. These are all different people. He's absolutely right. Bad break as far as the call goes. Well, and he didn't do anything wrong.
No. And here's the deal. Here's the deal. Watch it closely. Bet's glove is wide open, and he was moving to catch that ball. The fan's hand actually closes Bet's glove. If Betts goes up into the stands and pulls that back, and none of the fans and the fans didn't touch it,
then I would be pissed. I'd have had a problem.
What in the hell are you guys doing letting him catch that ball? So if you want to know the truth, the dude made absolutely the right move by trying to catch a ball that was in the stands. Joe West got it wrong, not the fans, because if they let Betts catch that ball, I swear to God, I'd be like, what is wrong with our fans? Remember the dude midseason reached over and his wife was pissed at him that he reached over the rail on a fair ball was it Tony Kemp hit? I forget who hit it. But the dude reached over the rail and then the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the wife was all pissed off.
What are you doing? She goes, what are you doing? So the guy got kicked out.
Quite frankly, if the dude didn't go after that ball, he made the wrong move. This dude was absolutely right. Troy Crawford is a Houston hero.
Caldwell. I need to ask you a question. What do you think he did when he got kicked out of the game last night?
Who?
Troy Caldwell.
He didn't get kicked out of the game.
Well, but it's fan interference.
Yeah, no.
You're supposed to automatically get kicked out of the game.
Did you see Kate Upton?
No.
Oh, no. First of all, Buster Olney said that. If you're not throwing that fan out of the game, it's not fan interference.
100%.
That's right.
So if he got thrown out of the game, if that was fan interference, then he got thrown out of the game. I'm interested to find out where he watched the rest of the game from, because it couldn't have been from his seats. Because you know what would be in fan interference at all? That's an immediate ejection. Guess who did get ejected from the game? Guy whose wife started screaming at him on TV.
Mm-hmm.
He got ejected.
Yep. Well,
for
he
fan
got,
interference.
He didn't. I was with Reed at the time.
I don't know if it was ejected, Reed's, but he
no,
was
no,
take,
no.
He removed was say, from a seat.
Get, no, he actually, Reed said, get that guy out of that seat. Because, and they gave him another seat. But they said, dude, you can't go down there.
Man, it was a real shame that the guy who missed the home run ball got kicked out of the stands and banned for life from the, those are Boston fans who throw beer on people. For touchdowns.
Yeah.
Those are the people who get banned for life.
Oh, what?
Astros fans, you know what Astros fans do? Try to stay inside their lane and only catch the ball when it's crossed into their territory. You know what Boston fans do? Throw beers on people.
Oh, really? So Tyreek Hill wants this dude prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law? You mean the guy who choked and hit his pregnant girlfriend?
Nothing to see here, Commissioner.
And got... Do you mean the
Nothing
guy that choked and beat his
Nothing
pregnant
to see
girlfriend?
Here.
that got a suspended sentence. Where he wants him prosecuted.
You read that from somewhere. Where did you get that from?
No. Well, I knew Tyreek.
Well, no, I know Tyreek, you know that. But who put two and two together? I hadn't even thought of that.
It's fullest extent of the law. And he got a suspended sentence for punching and choking his girlfriend.
Who better than Tyreek Hill to understand how the justice system works? let that guy see due process.
But I am going to say this. Tyreek Hill could not afford an attorney. He wanted to fight that case because he said that the way that she portrayed it is not how it went down. And he was told, basically, if you fight this and lose it, you're going to jail for a long time. You can take this plea agreement. It's going to be on your record, but you won't have to. And so he took the plea agreement because there were some. I talked to a team who said, we can't. We love him. We can't take him. No. Our owner immediately. Well, it was a New York team, and they said, as soon as this guy gets drafted, it would immediately be New York would say, no. Tyreek, and they would just.
And then, you know what? Now, what happened now? What would New York be saying?
They would be cheering.
Well, they would.
JETS.
Yeah. They would be saying. Loving Tyreek Hill right now.
Yeah.
All right, now 8:30 ESPN.
Well, same way Kansas City Chiefs are.
713. Yeah, I know.
And every fantasy owner. What a piece of trash. Tyreek got 2 touchdowns for me? I got 100. How many? Tyreek is an animal. He got me 34 points for 3 straight weeks.
I don't want him dating my daughter, but
yeah.
Damn, he's getting me a lot of points in fantasy. Love that guy.
I got him in the second round. It's pretty good steal.
All right, 713-780-37. You ain't getting him in the second round no more.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Men's T Clinic, let me tell you something. So Men's T Clinic is my first round pick right now. I am down right now about 9.5 pounds. I'm going to get down. I'm going to go down 20 pounds. I'm going to get down 20. And, I had the same situation. When I first started Men's T Clinic, I lost 24 pounds. And what happens is you get all this extra energy. And look, it's not like magic. I had all this additional energy. I was still putting in tremendous hours with the draft stuff and the radio stuff. But back in 2016, what I did was I just started grinding on. I ate better, and I started getting like nightly walks in just for fat burning, things like that. And man, I saw the weight start coming off, and then it gets me excited. I start going and lifting little weights, and you really, it can make a huge difference in terms of your energy level, your drive, your desire. It can help with libido. It can help with your drive at work. You're not going to be sitting on the couch being a couch potato. And guess what? When you have that additional energy and that additional spark and that additional mental acuity, it just makes you feel better. It's a huge improvement on the quality of your life. Go to MensTClinic.com. I went yesterday, got my treatment, feeling great. You can do the same thing. MensTClinic.com, 4 locations in Houston. There's Pasadena, there's Pearland, there's the Heights on Durham and I-10, and there's Cypress. Stop in and let them help change your life and get you back to being the real you at MensTClinic.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. 837 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Dr. Asperger says, spot on. If the fan does nothing, best catches the ball, I'm pissed. That's the truth. Troy Caldwell is a freaking hero. He's an American hero. So let's stop this. Trying to make him a villain.
The only people who are doing it are writers. It's Bob Nightingale and then just Nick whatever. And he was probably told by whoever was, I don't know. I mean, it may be out
of
his
hands. Talked to my wife. She's like, no, agreed. Nick was just doing what he thought was his job. But they ain't making that a big deal on Channel 13 today. I'm telling you. Actually, that guy should go found, and he should get a medal.
I'm not giving him a medal. Catch the ball, and I'm giving you a medal.
He stopped Mookie Betts from catching it. Joe West is the villain here. Yeah. Joe West is the FF that should never be allowed in this. If anybody sees Joe West,
we can all agree on that.
Anybody see, especially if you're a restaurant, don't let that FF eat at your restaurant. He's fat enough.
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of shaming going on. How come you aren't? Is it because it's a big white guy? You're not saying anything about
fat
shaming,
Del? He looks like Peter Griffin. He's got those nuts on his chin.
Well, this is just really going over the board.
I'm not interfering because sometimes old white guys need to catch an L. Mm-hmm. Hang that L on Joe West.
That's what I thought. You're letting him go.
Yeah, the old rich white guy. He's got country music albums.
Well,
is anyone buying
those things?
Did
they sell,
John?
Did they sell?
Well, Joe West has got some money.
Independent label.
Joe West has got, he doesn't have as much money because he uses it all on food.
I don't
know.
I just know this much. The Pornhub with Joe West, where it says, old white man bleeps nine guys. And it's got a picture of him calling out, and it's got the Pornhub across the top. I can't retweet that one. The commission's not going to like that one.
I was going to tweet it out. Somebody did earlier.
Yeah.
That's making a rounds. Yanni sent it to us. Somebody put this out there like the next inning. Okay. And yeah. I sent it to you guys. I sent it all over. But that's pretty funny. Pornhub. Old white guy. F's nine guys.
Why are we limiting him to nine? He did it to the whole roster.
He did it to the whole city.
Yeah, no, 25.
Too. Yeah.
He did it to our whole city.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah. Joe West does Houston.
That's awful.
FF. Mitchell is here. Let's get him in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Mitchell?
Hey, guys.
How are you?
Doing good. I just wanted to see if you guys had heard much more about the sign-stealing stuff. It really seems like national media has really come out against the Astros on this and are acting like they're guilty whenever MLB just cleared them. Just last night I was listening, and they had during the pregame or whatever, they had someone come on and was like, oh, the Astros, they should be suspended for whatever many games and lose draft picks for 3 years, and acting like there's all this clear evidence when I've really seen anything come out. Have you guys heard anything?
No, there's evidence that Major League Baseball said it's a slap on the wrist. The Astros were just looking in there to make sure that the Red Sox weren't cheating. That was the whole deal. It's not a big deal.
They investigated and said they're satisfied with everything. There's nothing more. The baseball people probably think the Astros are a little shady. I'll bet you that.
Well, no.
There's a guy doing prison time for breaking into the Astros.
And did you see that good dude? He said not surprised. Did you see that? Not surprised. Chris Correa is his name. He tweeted out, not surprised.
From prison?
He's in a halfway house now.
Okay.
But, and actually.
Seemed a little harsh, first of all. I'm like.
Not surprised? This from the guy that was in the Astros computers?
He was making sure
stealing
they weren't
all
cheating.
The information from the Astros?
He was making sure the Astros
okay,
weren't cheating.
Okay, you're not surprised.
You know, that was actually his. Actually, that was his defense, is he was making sure the Astros hadn't stolen stuff from the Cardinals or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
That was his defense.
Except, how many times did he try to? How many times did he do that?
He's a white hat hacker. He's just simply keeping everyone honest.
Yeah.
Is that what that's called?
I think so, yeah.
But Buster only did tweet out, he said, the other major league clubs are pissed because Major League Baseball made a point that if you're using technology, that we're going to come down hard. And then when the Astros are doing it in the playoffs, no big deal. So the other teams are all like, oh, really? The Astros can do this? And the Astros, I think, are thought to be a little bit shady. I think, I think that the Astros are thought to be.
I think that might be the case.
Yeah. Yeah. That the Astros, they'd been accused before of doing stuff. And the Red Sox have been accused. Stop. Baseball, everybody, stop. That's all they do is cheat. So somebody, I'm pretty sure somebody paid Joe West. I'm pretty sure Joe West was paid off, and either that or he's still pissed because his girlfriend hated him.
Or maybe he's the likely scenario is he just sucks at his job.
That's true.
Now
he and Angel Hernandez are now. And somebody put out there, Joe West is Joe Crawford, Joey Crawford. That's a pretty good comparison.
Good. Now to be fair, that's not West. The final call has to come from New York.
And by the way, but here's the deal. It really is inconclusive. Like, Ken Hoffman is in here going, he thought that the fan reached over. I can see where it's confusing. Ken's not so bright. So it is confusing to him, right? Mm-hmm. And here's the deal, is I can see people who are a little dull They're not seeing this, that Mookie Betts was clearly over the rail, was clearly over the yellow line and into the stands.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, so the people in New York, and Ken's a New Yorker, they got it wrong. So I can see this. You can understand. Civilized people, rational people, will understand something like this.
So if you're challenged mentally like Carmelo and Ken.
Another New York guy. They're all challenged mentally.
That's what he said earlier today.
You guys.
Well, did Carmelo say
he's adjusting.
He's mentally
challenging. He's adjusting off the bench.
He said coming off the bench is mentally challenging. So Carmelo's mentally challenged.
He said it's a challenge mentally. I think.
That's right. That's right. So he's mentally challenged. Same thing.
It's different.
It's different.
Not really.
It's different.
Like, I wouldn't say Ken is mentally challenged. I would say some things have challenged him mentally, particularly this call.
This call is challenging him mentally. Okay.
Even Dell thinks they got it wrong.
Yeah. You do?
Whatever.
He does.
I do think they got it wrong, but I don't want to be all forceful with it because it didn't affect me the same way it affected a lot of people. But yeah, they got it wrong.
Yeah, they got it wrong. 844 ESPN 975 713-780-3776. I wish I had a rundown.
There's one in the email. And
do we have giveaways to give away too?
It's me talking about my friends over at Bill Advisor, I would assume. I would assume that's what we're doing right now.
Yes, you are.
Bill Advisor, there's two ways to save. I'm going to give you both of them. One is texting GO to 232323, and in that version, Bill Advisor will take a look at all your bills, your home phone, your cell phone, your internet, satellite, cable, home security, energy. They look at all of these, and they start to go find where they can save you money. And the savings, like this week's winners, the big winners, they had two people who saved $2,900 in just one sitting. And that's, you know, when you consider that it's going to cost you $150 for the first year, $12.99 a month, basically $150. It's not it's a joke how much they're saving you. I guarantee you they're going to save you at least $150. You'll pay for itself, but they're going to save you way more than that. Go to BillAdvisor.com if you want to learn more about the company. But I'm telling you right now, you really need to trust your boy on this one. And text GO to 232323. And then when you're done with that, text MONEY to 232323 and get a homeowner's insurance quote within seconds. The way that they save you money is across the board on everything that you're paying, basically. Let them have a chance to go to work for you and start saving you big money today. It's BillAdvisor.com. Text GO to 232323. And right behind that, text MONEY to 232323. And the savings are going to be yours. BillAdvisor.com.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You said it. You know, I got zero control, so it's hard for me to say something when, you know, it doesn't matter what I said, but I'm not going to change it. You know, so, I normally don't get mad about umpire's call. That one, I was, you know, a little upset.
Jose Altuve. Well, Shrek is in there, right? How about Shrek running around getting sound bites? Good for him. Shrek's right in the middle of it.
He over at ABC 13, he does digital content for them, right?
Yep. 713-780-37. We got people who have been on waiting. Biscuit wants to get in here and talk on the radio. What do you say, Biscuit?
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
What's up, Biscuit?
Back at you.
Hey, pretty good.
Long
man.
Time. I know we're going to have rocket calls at some point, but we got Astros that are making us upset today.
Yeah. I still want to hit on the Astros, man. In eighth grade, they taught us in science that if you have an object and it's going in motion a certain direction, it's going to carry over into. So it's no doubt that the guy went into the stands. I'm just trying to figure out what the why baseball felt like they had to stick with that call. Because yeah, the fan interfered with him, but the fan interfered with him in the stands. So, I mean, that's what's so hard. And then another thing I wanted to ask the question, because I caught the game late, I got off late, was what was the reasoning for changing the lineup? To me, you got a guy that's hot. Why would you mess with him? I don't understand why they moved Bregman to the top of the lineup. Why not leave him in the three hole? Because there was a lot of opportunities for men on base.
Right. Well, here's the
and I would have liked Bregman up the bat with men on base. He worked out well for that. But to me, rest of the game, it was you had Marwin up there a lot with men on base.
Well, here's the deal. Every time Bregman was on base, it was Yuli and Marwin, and they didn't get him home. So the thought was, get Bregman on base because they're walking him every time. Get Bregman on base, and they'll have up Springer and Altuve after him.
It was protection with Springer.
And not only that, you know, Tony Kemp on base with Bregman after him. I mean, Bregman came up with, listen, it couldn't have worked out better. Bregman had a lot of opportunities, which is exactly what you're looking for if you're a manager. It could not have worked out any better, except for the fact that Bregman just didn't come through. Bregman was up in the game situation, and he had a couple of game situations. And you know what? We're not going to kill Bregman because of what he's done all year long. But it was actually genius. When they're walking Bregman, you want Springer and Altuve up. Because Yuli's been a mess for this whole postseason, and finally he dropped him down to number five. But Yuli and Marwin just weren't getting the job done.
Man, Correa, it's being overshadowed. But the return of Carlos Correa, where he's squaring pitches up now. Yeah. He's putting good wood on it.
So you move him up tonight?
I would.
I would too.
Yep, I would. I would. I don't mind him being where he was because it's also a run position. I would have him ahead of Reddick.
I don't know. Reddick's getting his right. I've got no problem with Reddick offensively.
I'm more biased. I'm kind of biased against Reddick. He had a good game yesterday.
Reddick is fine. It's not.
Wait a minute.
But here's the deal: Carlos Correa to have more opportunities.
No, Chris, it's Sale's going for them, right?
No, he's not playing pitching time.
Who's going for them?
They're probably going to start. It looks like could be Price. Or they could go a bullpen deal because Sale's not better.
I wonder if that matters if Price got up yesterday in the bullpen.
I don't know that he would throw the night before
If it's Price, he's definitely not going to be in the six hole. Correa will be there, I would assume.
No, you dropped the lefties down.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. I don't know. They're probably going to go a bullpen deal.
You think so?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, burn them up, boys.
Because they're up 3-1, too, by the way. If it was 2-2.
We're going to see Hernandez, the mop-up guy, get a lot of duty, I would guess. Good. Throw some sacrificial lambs up there.
Eduardo Rodriguez was a starter all year for him, so he might get, although he did. He didn't work that long. He had one
AB. It was a walk.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would bet that it could be him and probably save Price for game six back in Boston.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Hi, Raheel.
I don't know if it's. Do you start Garrett Cole instead of Verlander today?
No.
Why?
Who? Jackie?
Why not?
No, it wasn't Jackie. It was Manny. What? What are you talking about?
Why would you change
He hasn't
it?
Started on 3 days rest all year. Why would you do that?
Okay.
You have to stay alive.
Because of what Boston is throwing, they're just kind of going to make this work, this patchwork bullpen deal, even if David Price is pitching.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? This is a must-win game. You want your best. Verlander.
You would get
Garrett Cole's
murdered.
Been pretty good, too.
If Garrett Cole
he just got lit up the other night.
Can you imagine pitching, trying to get one slim game.
Yeah, Verlander.
Can you imagine trying to get slim?
And then you can get Verlander in game seven, too. By the way, if you pitch Verlander tonight, you can pitch Verlander in game seven.
3 days rest then?
Two? Yeah.
Okay.
Do this.
Yeah.
And not Keuchel there?
Oh, no. I'm saying you can bring Verlander
in. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can bring him in.
Do this.
I was like, why would you say
that? No, you wouldn't start.
Do this. Get real slick in an elimination game by taking your best pitcher out and watch what happens to AJ Hinch.
And put your second best pitcher in.
By the way, even if it was your
best pitcher would not be pitching, and you go, AJ, can you tell us why you skipped on your best pitcher in an elimination game, and now you don't have Verlander pitching anymore?
Ask Boston about that when they did that with Pedro. How'd that work out for him?
Here's why, Lance. Here's easy.
Sell us on Garrett Cole ahead of Verlander.
Because all season long, I've trusted my lineup. I've trusted my guys to come up with some big hits. And did you see that bitch-ass bullpen that Boston just threw out there? That's why.
I didn't. I saw the bullpen.
Justin Verlander.
The Astros out more than the Astros got them out.
You can't ever hit a Brazier. It's impossible to hit him.
It's Price tonight.
It is Price.
He got up yesterday. Oh,
perfect.
That was a little surprising. Yeah, but he might have had to. I don't know. You throw the night before you.
Well,
I don't think
they're
throw.
Not going to sloppy.
They're in some trouble. They're going to light Price's ass up.
They're
going to
go Sale. Obviously, they're going to go Sale versus.
Sale's got to put some weight back on.
Mm-hmm. At home.
Sale's got to put some weight back on. He just
so
got
is
on
Kyle
the hospital.
Tucker.
Well,
wait. Why did Kyle Tucker catch it?
Why did he catch Kyle Tucker?
Kyle Tucker's got a cat. He's also got a
only the minor league player of the year.
But he's got to put some weight on. Am I wrong?
Yes, you're wrong.
Am I?
713-780-3776 If you want to get in here, let's catch up on breaks. Raheel joins us on the other side with more ridiculous suggestions. Like Garrett Cole tonight. That maybe
you just
he will.
Said it. The lineup is going to work the Red Sox, right?
Well, yeah.
And why not have your best pitcher go game six and just shut him out in Boston?
No. Because you want Verlander for a possible game seven, too. You wouldn't have it if he threw game six. So you on 2 days rest, Verlander could come back. Remember, he was warming up at that Dodger game. Remember? In game seven, he was warming up to come in that Dodger game. All right, 858 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
With all due respect to everyone, f*** everyone.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.